It was. Teddy played well. He was very composed. He made some plays with his feet and made some good throws.
We're going to see a play coming up here to Cordero Patterson, which I'm going to deem the second best throw he made in the game. I thought the first best throw was the one outside the numbers to his right to Greg Jennings. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that was a very good throw as well. He made several in the ball game, but that's what we expect of Teddy, and I think he'll continue to do those things.
And I know, Mike, you're big into technique and teaching, and probably throwing a fastball like he did on that Jennings play from a standstill probably isn't the prototypical way to use your feet as a quarterback, but it also displayed his immense arm strength.
Well, and sometimes you have to do that. You have to you can't step into the throw. You're fading away a little bit, but he made a great throw on that play.
You mentioned used his feet a little bit. During the course of the preseason, we would leave some games specifically against Oakland, maybe a little bit against Arizona, where I'd watch it back and say he probably left some rushing yards there. And out of Louisville, you know he's a good pocket guy with a big arm. He ran more in the Saints game than he did all of the preseason, correct?
Yeah, and I think part of it was some of the looks that he was getting defensively. He's probably not used to seeing those kind of looks. And he's a good enough athlete. He's quick with his feet, quick getting back, setting up, and quick making decisions. So he was able to take off and run a couple times.
The challenge that is the Atlanta Falcons today, led by quarterback Matt Ryan, some gaudy numbers, almost 1,000 passing yards through three games. What makes Matt special?
Well, they're number one in the league in offense, obviously. They've got some great weapons, Julio Jones, and now they're using Devin Hester in a lot of different ways, and Roddy White. And then they've got a strong running game. But the thing about Matt Ryan is he gets the ball out in the right place. He is very quick making the decisions, and he doesn't make many mistakes. And he can really hum the ball deep, too.